A hospital in Los Angeles is in the headlines today for paying a ransom to hackers. The Hollywood Presbyterian Medical Center was hacked earlier this month and paid $17,000 in bitcoins to get back stolen medical records. The hospital's president says that patient care was not compromised, but hacking a hospital and paying a ransom? Ali Velshi hosts Ali Velshi on Target on Al Jazeera America. And Ali, you tell us this is not uncommon.
Yeah, look, Bitcoin has become a very effective way for people to hold information or hold somebody or something ransom, because it's very, very hard to track. It's hard for people to understand this if you don't deal in Bitcoin, but it's a peer-to-peer transaction. It's like sending someone a code over the internet. Unless you cash out the Bitcoin for dollars or pounds, nobody needs to find out who you are. And think about it. When you're a hospital and they're holding your information, your data, your electronic records ransom, and you've got somebody in the emergency room whose records you have to access, it's very, very urgent. A hospital which is thought to be susceptible to this sort of thing is going to lose business very quickly and possibly lose patients.
Well, when you say it happens, how often does it happen and what kinds of businesses?
Well, like anything involving ransom, it's very hard to know how often it happens, but malware and hacking experts have said it's increased a lot. In 2013, Symantec said the number of attacks, you know, malware attacks went from 100,000 in January to 600,000 in December. Hmm. We know hospitals have been attacked and held ransom. Even police departments have paid out ransom, although the numbers tend to be much smaller because the consequences tend to be much smaller than with health records.
Well, you say we might not know. We understand that the reason this came out publicly is that it started to leak out that the original ransom demand was $3 million.
That's right. And the hospital probably would have preferred not to disclose that it had paid a ransom. But in order to protect its reputation for not paying $3 million, it had to admit that it was paying $17,000. However, the security experts say that any kind of ransom really gives birth to more ransom. It perpetuates more of this stuff. When people realize that, oh, I can hold you for ransom, make you pay me in Bitcoin, which nobody can trace, this becomes a popular thing to do. So the way this ransom works, by the way, is that somebody encrypted the hospital's records, and the hospital had to pay the 40 Bitcoin or $17,000 to get the decryption key so that they could make sense of it. Otherwise, it would just be jumbled encrypted numbers and letters.
Shades of the San Bernardino iPhone. Yep. Well, just very briefly, speaking of San Bernardino, we don't even know who did this, right? I mean, it could have been a terrorist. It could have been a college kid.
Right. And the size of these Bitcoin ransom attacks seems to suggest these are not highly sophisticated attacks. But it could become more popular. And again, like you said, shades of the San Bernardino FBI Apple encryption issue. There are common sense thoughts about how we shouldn't be able to do this. Why should somebody be able to take a ransom in Bitcoin and not be identified? And against that, you've got a lot of privacy advocates who say, look, once you start getting involved in this kind of thing, anybody can trace anybody for any transaction they conduct in life. So we're going to be talking more about this, Robin.
Ali Velshi of Ali Velshi on Target on Al Jazeera America. Yes, we will. Thank you.
Talk to you later.